Back here at 96.5 The Fan on a Wednesday. Don't forget, we do our poll question every week. This week, it is quite simple. With the holiday tomorrow, we ask, is Halloween overrated, underrated, perfectly rated? The Ravens got a treat yesterday. They added Deontay Johnson.
Overrated?
Deontay Johnson?
Just the Ravens. But yeah, yeah. Fine. He's fine.
Deontay Johnson, former Pittsburgh Steeler wide receiver, former Carolina Panther wide receiver, now a Baltimore receiver.
Uh-huh.
Which, it's interesting that they added a receiver, because it seems like they've been doing all right with Likely, Andrews, Bateman, and Flowers.
Yeah.
But now they add another wide receiver, which I thought Alex Gould had a good tweet yesterday, because he said, great, the Ravens now will convince themselves to be a passing team when really they're a running team when it comes to the playoffs, yeah, and they'll lose again.
Well, it's really, to me, when I saw this move go down yesterday, I'm like, okay, cool. We knew this guy was going to be traded. It's just a matter of where he was going to end up. And there were some reports yesterday that he wanted to be on an East Coast team, and because I know people immediately goes, why didn't we get him? Like, everybody that gets traded doesn't automatically come to Kansas City and shouldn't automatically come, you know, to Kansas City. There are extenuating circumstances, reasons, blah, blah, blah. So he gets traded. Great, fine, well and good. But this, to me, reeks of, we're not good on defense, so we're just going to go now try to be the 2018 Chiefs and try to outscore everybody. And as we know, eventually you get to the end of the line on that and all that goes away, as we saw against the New England Patriots that year. You eventually have to get better on defense. But to me, this feels like deodorant on a stench. You're trying to cover up the stench of your defense being so bad, but there's really nobody you could have gone out and acquired defensively that you thought was going to make your defense better, so you try to make your offense better to try to outscore what your defense is not capable of doing. That's stopping the opposition at this point in time.
Yeah, I just think it's interesting they would, you know, Mac, you think it's a wise move, or do you think it's just like adding more confusion to the offense? It doesn't need any more confusion.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, Deontay Johnson's a good player. I think he'll get open for him. It's good. But like, if you watched last week's game and thought, oh yeah, they need another wide receiver, like, that's just not the case.
Right, right.
Like, and they had a lot of drops on defense with interceptions, mm-hmm, and on offense with catches. I know Bateman and Aguilar, those guys both drop some passes. Johnson drops passes a lot. Like, he is a receiver who does not have.
This is now, what, his third team that he's
been
on as well,
and
too,
every
right?
team, yeah, he's dropped passes. Not Hopkins, okay? This is not the same. So I just don't know if that's going to really fix the problems that they have.
But the problems are not on offense,
no,
for Baltimore.
They score.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, they're not addressing their issue.
No.
And that's when you do get into trouble, because you've got an issue that's out there. Everybody knows defensively Baltimore can't stop anybody. Well, I shouldn't say that. You know, people just assume they're good because Ray Lewis played 20 years ago. So that carries over. And Baltimore is always going to be good defensively. But as you know, with Binkley going through the numbers, 32nd in pass defense, 26th in scoring defense, mm-hmm, that's not going to win you a lot of games in the postseason. You've got to figure out a way to stop the opposition. And I think Baltimore got to that point where they're like, all right, we got 6 days to go before the trade deadline, 7 yesterday. Maybe we can't improve on the defensive side, so let's just try to get better on offense and just try to score 40 a game and see if we can outscore our defense, is essentially what Baltimore's trying to do.
And that may work. That may work in the regular season.
It definitely works in the regular season. There's no question about that. But when you get to the playoffs and you've got to make plays, mm, and you've got to stop the competition and stop the opposition, you're not going to be able to do that with Deontay Johnson.
No way.
Man, tired. I ain't going to lie. That was a lot of running right there that I did, and I don't think I was going to be able to go that next play. So I just, just told Sam I just needed a break right there.
That man, audio from Indianapolis, that is Anthony Richardson, post-game comment about taking himself out. He was benched yesterday for Joe Flacco.
As he should have been. I think he's done with Indianapolis now. And then that's how I would be if I'm them. I can't trust this guy. I mean, this guy quit on his team. He's a loser. Big old L on his forehead. That's what Anthony Richardson is. You play quarterback, you've got to be a leader. You can't do this kind of stuff. And so if I'm Indianapolis, I'm looking to trade his ass in the offseason and starting over, because you've got to talk to 52 other gentlemen in that locker room. You've got to look those guys in the eye and be able to look at them and have them look back at you and trust you and believe in you and understand that when that quarterback steps in the huddle, you have to believe in that guy. There's 10 guys in that huddle on offense that look at that quarterback and say, can you help me win? Will you help me win? Do I believe in you? Nobody's believing in Daniel Jones. Everybody's believing in Patrick Mahomes. And now you got Anthony Richardson getting in that huddle with 11 other guys going, come on, guys, I got this. They're like, dude, you quit last week on us. So I just think his time is expired in Indianapolis.
I think it's just one of those like learning moments. I don't think it's necessarily like we're going to move on, but I think it's one of those things where he's a young quarterback and maybe he could have like, you know, use better verbiage when describing, you know, like he could have been more like, I was gassed. I didn't feel like I was going to give my team the best opportunity, so I thought I'd take myself out. Instead of being like, yeah, I was just tired. I ran around a lot of that play. Like, I needed time. It's like, you'll learn these things as you get older and as you do this league, because I think the biggest question that came into the league with Anthony Richardson was, how much has he played in Florida? We saw a couple of, like, pizzazz plays. There was a play that he made that was a Mahomes-like play that was on national television where he runs around the backfield. It looked a lot like the San Francisco play. And that pops out, and people are like, okay, this guy's talented. And at a time in Florida, people were watching him and being like, this kid's showing talent, but we haven't seen how much he's played. Just like Caleb Williams' biggest question was, can he win the big game? Never beat Utah. Couldn't win in a bowl game. Couldn't do it when it mattered. But by God, when USC played, you know, Notre Dame or whatever it was, like, he could play pretty well under the lights in that game. And then
he got destroyed by Notre Dame.
I'm saying, like, in big games, like, there, maybe Notre Dame's a bad example, but I'm saying, like, when they would play lesser teams in the Pac-12 when he was there, it was like, yeah, he looks great, but then when it's a game that matters or it's a team that matters against them, he can't get it done. Anthony Richardson's thing was, we haven't seen enough of him in college to think that, wow, this is a really big stretch for him to get drafted this high. But the talent was there, the evaluations were there, and I think this is just one of those hiccups in his career that maybe sometimes you get beaten down a peg just to come back better and know that you can do better, and sometimes you need to be humbled.
I think in professional sports, it's so hard to come back from a moment like this. Everybody's out there trying to earn their living, keep their jobs, do whatever they can to make ends meet, to keep that position on the roster, because every week these teams are turning over rosters and your quarterback quits on you, man, I'm out on this guy. I'm sorry. I know you guys feel differently. This guy's a loser. There's just no other way to put it.
He's the fourth overall draft pick a year ago.
So Josh Rosen was a top 10 draft pick and Arizona cut beat with that guy real fast.
Huge difference.
Because he was a turd in the locker room as much as he was on the field.
Massive difference being Josh Rosen is miles, 10 times more experienced, more veteranhood, more older than Anthony. You drafted a 21-year-old quarterback.
You drafted him, though. You're putting him into this situation. Grow up, man. There's no time to be a child in the NFL. You've got to grow up. You've got to be a quarterback of a league. You're the face of the organization. It's a different role. It is a different ball game. It is a different circumstance. It's why Aaron Judge is getting crushed right now. The Yankees aren't even hitting over 200 as a team in the World Series. Nobody's talking about anybody else. Aaron Judge is the leader. Aaron Judge is the face. Aaron Judge is the guy that's going to get all the credit and all the blame. And that's what you accept when you become a quarterback in the NFL. It is a different ballgame. You're the leader of that team. You're also the face of the organization and probably the most important athlete in that city. And when you quit on your team in the middle of a game, when everybody else is busting their ass, you're not going to recover from that. He's going to have to go somewhere else and play.
It's a bad look, but it's also like the difference between Anthony Richardson and Aaron Judge. This isn't the first like fumble that Aaron Judge has had in the playoffs. This is a continued thing for Aaron Judge. This is the seventh game that Anthony Richardson has played. This is not
Did
a good...
Did he play all last year or not?
No, he's out most of the year.
He played like the first... Like, that's right, he did.
He started 10 games now.
Yeah, he played the first like three games and was doing fine, and then the concussions and the shoulder injury happened.
But I know we don't want to compare everything to Patrick Mahomes, but I mean, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, those are leaders.
Yeah, I mean...
Richardson and Allen in their first 10 games... Same amount of passing touchdowns, one less rushing touchdown for Richardson, two less turnovers for Richardson than Allen, better passer rating, same completion percentage, and a better win-loss than Allen.
Josh Allen never quit on his team. It's a huge thing for me. I'm just not in on this guy. And you can give me all the stats you want. The guy is a loser.
I think it's a good learning moment for him, and we'll see how he comes back from this, because that's the benefit that he has, that he is young, and that this is one of those things, like, I've been there in life where I thought I had everything figured out, and I was, you know, not drafted, but I was hired because I showed some sort of potential, and I fumbled the bag, and damn near got fired for it, and because of that, I got better at my job because I knew that I didn't have another chance. Maybe that's what happens with Anthony Richardson.
Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't, but I can tell you right now, he's got a long road to go, and 52 other guys that he has to go in there and say, man, I'm sorry, and you got to win over those guys, and you got to try to win over NFL players. Like, a lot of these guys have seen it all, been around the block. They're offensive, defensive linemen. They're the 53rd man on the roster. They're scraping every day. They're desired to play just 1 minute on the field. The practice squad guys, the coaches, the owner, like the city. F that guy, man. I'm sorry. Get the hell out of here, man. I wouldn't want him anywhere near my organization.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Agree to disagree. I would just let this be a learning curve, because, I mean, Joe Flacco ain't going to make it through the rest of the season. You have to put somebody in.
That's what they said last year in Cleveland, and boy, did he do good. He should have been back in Cleveland.
Came in like week 10.
Yeah, it's stupid for the Colts to do this. But to
we'll
me,
see what
to
happens. Me. I think it's smart, because I think it gives him a reality check. Like, hey, man, you are the future of our franchise, but here's what we will tell you. We still, you know, reign supreme over your playing time if we need to. Maybe this makes him a better quarterback. I don't know. Who knows?